out of nowhere, a WhatsApp group just gets made on my phone, and it was Hands of Foz. And there were three people in it, and it was Rob, it was Ryan, and it was me.
Wow.
And straight away, it was like they just jumped on and go, right, Fozzy, come on, we're doing this or what then? And I was like, boys, yeah, I would have been absolutely smashed at the time anyway, having a lovely few beers at night. Lads, don't worry about it. Ring me tomorrow if you want, yeah? And Rob was like, I'll ring you now. So he's there, and I'm like, yes, mate, don't even worry about it. We'll sort it, all right? And he was like, cool. As long as that's gospel, yeah? Like, you're... Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fozcast. I have got some news for you all. Over the last month, 6 weeks maybe, a lot of people have been asking me, am I going to be playing football next season? Am I going to re-sign for Wrexham and play for the team in League Two? I'm about to tell you the answer to all of that because I have finally made a decision.
Ad revenue, stick an ad break in here.
And what, sorry?
Stick an ad break in here.
Yeah, what we'll do is...
Climactic.
Exactly. Just as I'm about to announce it, we'll stick an ad break in. You'll have to sit through that first and then I'll give you the answer, all right? But we've got a bit of a podcast for you, basically. I want to talk about the goings-on at the end of the season, the Vegas trip, the reasons behind my decision of what's going to happen next season. So come on, let's get into it.
Right, what we're going to do, are we going to talk about Vegas first or your decision first?
Should we talk about decision first?
Right, so drum roll.
Ba, ba, ba.
What are you doing next season,
okay, then? Next season, I will be playing my trade for Wrexham FC in League Two, and I am absolutely buzzing for it.
Was it ever in doubt?
It wasn't ever in doubt. Honestly, it genuinely wasn't. I fully made my mind up even before the end of last season, I won't lie. I was at the club, right, for 6 weeks, yeah? And that 6 weeks just flew by so quick. I've never felt as at home and at ease at a football club as what I have in the last 6 weeks. It just works. It really, really does. The lads are brilliant. The club is brilliant. The staff, the facilities, how they want to do it, their outlook on how to run a football club, the owners, everything about it, the way that they view my, I don't know, whether it's the Cycling GK or it could be podcast, it doesn't matter. They love all of it. They're in for all of it. The fans have been incredible. They've embraced me so well. So it was never ever in doubt. Genuinely, it wasn't in
doubt.
That's
awesome. That's awesome.
We had, listen to this as well. We had, so before the end of the season, we obviously did the roof, the, you know, the bus stop tour and all that kind of stuff. The owners came over for it. They basically sort of like pinned me into a corner and like, right, next season. What's happening? Next season.
Is this Ryan and Rob? So they've got you.
Yeah.
2-1-1.
What's happening? And I was like, I don't know, yeah. And they were like, listen, we want you back. We need you back, basically. We want you back. And I went, yeah, I think, I'm going to have to think about it. I'm going to have to think about it, boys. I've loved it. I have. I've loved it so much. So for sure, I'm just, you know, I'm going to go away now. Got Vegas in another week or so. But I'm going to put so much thought into this. And like I say, it was a foregone conclusion.
And there was a little WhatsApp group set up just to maybe tease you and tempt you to help you along the way, was there?
Yeah, so spoke to, like I say, all the way through this, I've spoken to the owners, I've spoken to the manager, like the chief execs, all that kind of stuff. And I was actually out in Belfast with Boaz and Brunty, playing a bit of golf out there. And out of nowhere, a WhatsApp group just gets made on my phone, and it was Hands of Foz. Hands of Foz. And there were three people in it, and it was Rob, it was Ryan, and it was me.
Wow.
And straight away, it was like they just jumped on and go, right, Fozzy, come on, we're doing this or what then? And I was like, boys, yeah, I would have been absolutely smashed at the time anyway, having a lovely few beers at night. Actually, we was out for a Chinese. It was a banging Chinese as well.
Yeah,
it was lovely.
What did you have to start?
It was a mixed platter. We had mixed everything.
Mixed hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, we basically just said to him, listen, you just bring over a load of food, yeah, for four blokes, and we'll just chow into it, right? We'll just completely, we'll muller it all. Sweet as a nut, boom, bought loads of stuff
So
over.
We digress just a little, either but the way, Chinese was good.
Yeah, the Chinese was good. So anyway, the group chat gets made up. Fozzy, what's happening? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, lads, don't worry about it. Ring me tomorrow if you want, yeah? And Rob was like, I'll ring you now. So he's there and I'm like, yes, mate, don't even worry about it. We'll sort it, all right? And he was like, cool. As long as that's gospel, yeah? Like your words, you're a man, right? If you're saying it, that's it. And I was like, yep, cool, we're doing it. Don't worry. From that, obviously, he had to pass that on then to Sean Harvey, to the manager, so that the club know. And then I have to have a few conversations, obviously, with the manager just to to talk logistics really for next season. So, you know, so me being a 40-year-old goalkeeper, I know I can't train every single day. That's just a given, really. I think you learn your body and you've got to look after yourself. So he was absolutely brilliant. Phil was incredible. He was along the lines of basically, we'll do the same as what we did end of last season. If it's a Saturday week, Saturday game, what we'll do is you'll play Saturday, you'll have Sunday, Monday off, train Tuesday, off Wednesday, and then we'll get ready for the game on the Thursday, Friday. I was like, yeah, that suits me down to the ground. He was absolutely brilliant on that. I'm going to have a few days extra off at the end of the summer when the lads go back to pre-season training, just because I already had a family holiday booked. You've got to bear in mind as well, being retired, we basically booked all the like half term holidays. You know what I mean? We booked all sorts. So we booked.
So Ryan and Rob getting a little cheeky invoice, are they?
No, we won't do that. But we managed. To be fair, we managed to move most of them. But this one we already had booked, and yep. I couldn't move it. So I was like, listen, we've got this holiday. It's a family holiday. It's the only one we're going on this summer. So I've got to go on that. He's like, not a problem. Absolutely brilliant. So yeah, everything was done. The contract talks again, very very easy, very straightforward. Didn't take a lot. I basically dealt with them with Richard Lee. He helped out a little bit as well. But it was, again, very, very straightforward, very easy to do. And that was it.
Nice, isn't it, mate? I think the great thing about it is when we look at, like, next season, you've had in clubs in the past at Watford, they weren't loving what you were doing, right? No. So what I loved probably the most during this process is you've learned over the past 2 years that you learn to read the room and kind of go, do you know what, with the vlogs, when you lost to Halifax, you made the decision and were like, do you know what, it's really tight at the end of the season. I'm going to
wait.
Just bury that for a little while. I'm cool. Just going to bury it for a little while. What I love probably most about this is that Rob McElhenney's gone to you, Fozzy, like, no, you need to show the whole journey, the wins, the losses,
the draws, the ups and downs, the everything.
And that must have been like music to your ears, really.
Yeah, we had this conversation in Vegas, actually. So Rob came out there to Vegas with us, and he was out there with his wife, but he was with us partying, like he was having it same as us. And one time we were in the pool and we were talking, and there was a few of us, and his kind of outlook on running a football club is probably so different to what any other owners is in this country. Especially, he's very much along the sort of the American sports way of doing things, where it's you don't play by the normal rules. Why would you always just do it the same way? You know what I mean? Like, for me personally, the Americans have cracked it. The way that they involve fans and get everybody on board and the access of it all is just the way that it needs to be. And he is very much along that line too. So he's very big on empowering his players as well. Anybody that works for him, he's like, listen, guys, if you want a business, or want a venture, you want a clothing brand, a podcast, whatever it is, we'll get behind it. We'll back it, yeah? So that's the way that he wants to do stuff anyway. So he said, obviously, we've already been met with a little bit of resistance from other owners and other chairmen, and like, football rules say this and leagues say that. And he's like, no, we will do it the way that we want to do it, because we're Wrexham FC and we do it a bit differently. Because especially coming from America, they just do things a bit differently. Yep. I'm not going to say necessarily, I am going to say I think I just do it a little bit better. I really do. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, it's the community, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you've seen, like, Salford is a good example. They've got the TV show and that, but it feels a bit different.
Yeah.
And that's probably because the owners have been in the kind of English system for so long. But like you say, Ryan and Rob, it's a different model over there. And it's all about engagement, community, as is Salford. As is Salford's massive on community, but it's nice to be seeing it a bit different and go, do you know what? We don't do it that way because it's always been done that way.
Yeah.
Let's do it our way.
Yeah. But so, the thing is as well, the beauty of the way they do it, their model is, the people that they're employing, they do a lot of background checks on. They make sure that they've got the right people in the door anyway. Yeah. So the stadium, the training ground is full of good people, whether it's the chefs or, you know what I mean, the canteen staff, it could be physios, masseurs, everybody involved with the club, even the, like, not even the players, especially the players, yeah? Everybody just seems to be like a real good, good guy.
It's a great team, isn't it?
So, like, so when you've got good people around the place, yeah, I don't think you can go far wrong anyway. Because people aren't going to put their foot in their mouths, because they're not built that way anyway. Do you know what I mean? They'll just, they do it properly. They do it professionally. And that's a big part of it as well, is just knowing I can go in every day and enjoy it with a bunch of people that I like.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned about Rob coming out to Vegas. Rob was inadvertently throwing a bit of shade to the Wrexham players, you know.
What was he doing?
Did you not see him in the press?
Oh, with his being all chiselled.
Okay, so Rob got a bit of, inadvertently.
He put us to shame a little bit.
Well, this is what the paper was saying, is Rob McElhenney puts, this is the press's word, Wrexham players to shame, being more shredded than they.
But mate, he is shreddito as well. He looks a million dollars, honestly.
I love it.
I remember him actually taking his top off and I was like, Jesus, mate. And he went, that's just the phase I'm in for Only Sunny. He says, so Only Sunny in Philadelphia, he says, I've been Fat Rob, I've been Skinny Rob, I've been Muscly Rob. He says, I'll do all of them.
He's shredded.
He says, just at this moment in time, he says, it's shredded, Rob. And he says, and that's just where I am. And he was telling some mad story actually about when he was Fat Rob. He said, I had to like put on weight like you wouldn't believe. He said, my metabolism is just a joke. He said, honestly, he said, it is an absolute joke. I burned so much fat so quickly. He says, so I was eating like food you would never ever believe food. He says, I was having Big Macs for breakfast. I was having double sausage and egg, triple sausage and egg. He said, I was eating anything I could eat. He said, to the point where you'd feel a bit sick after every meal because you'd have to gorge yourself that much.
Wow.
I know, yeah. But he said, losing the weight again and getting shredded, doddle. Absolute doddle. He said, putting the weight on was a massive problem.
Oh, if only.
I know.
Now, Vegas then.
Yeah.
Right, let's talk about Vegas because we had the podcast with Ollie Palmer and the itinerary was absolutely stacked, wasn't it?
Stacked.
Right, so what went down?
Everything on that itinerary, basically.
Yeah.
So we got there on the Tuesday, right? We arrived Tuesday about 7 o'clock-ish. It was right, lads, go get showered, go get changed, straight down for dinner. And then we've got nightclub straight afterwards, yeah? So it was Hakkisan for dinner, Hakkisan nightclub afterwards.
So with the nightclubs then, have you ever heard the expression, obviously the viewers will, when they use the expression about they shut it down, right? Shutting a club down, yeah. Right? Talk to us about that expression.
Yeah, genuinely, that's exactly what it was. So the dinner, brilliant. We walked in, everybody has dinner. It's respectful. It's like the lads are having a few drinks and stuff. It's lovely. By the end of your dinner, you're merry and you're on your way. So we're like, right, cool. It's getting on for midnight now. Let's head to the club, right? So we walk into Hakkisan nightclub and we've already got like the best like booth, the best kind of like area. Do you know what I mean? In the main bit, Steve Aoki's playing. Wow. And we are like front and center of Steve Aoki. It was incredible. And we walked in and the music changed straight away. They started playing a Wrexham song. And this is in Hakkisan nightclub
crazy.
In Vegas. They start playing a Wrexham song. And then these like banners drop all the way around the nightclub. And it's got like Wrexham badges and Paul Mullen and like Ben Tozer and honestly, right? And like all these flares are going off and stuff like that. And everybody's just must be looking around thinking, what on earth is going on here? You've got like seven girls dancing with like a W, an R, an E, like holding these boards up kind of thing. Yeah, seven it is. And like Wrexham. So everybody's looking and we're just walking in thinking, oh my gosh, this is just outrageous. Surely this can't be done again, sort of thing. My gosh. So we have a wicked night. Next day, pool party. Exactly the same thing again. Music stops. Wrexham song comes on. Banners, poppers, fire, flames, pyrotechnics.
Bottles popping.
Everything, mate. It was just ridiculous. And that was quite literally how it went. Pool party, dinner, nightclub. Pool party, dinner.
Rinse and repeat.
Nightclub. Rinse and repeat right. every single time.
So I've got a couple of questions for you. You don't know about these questions.
Come on.
Who did you room with?
Billy Waters, what a guy.
Good roommate?
Great roommate. Okay. Really good roommate. He's like a little pocket rocket, right? But he's got energy to burn. Absolute energy to burn. Lovely lad. Loves a little sing song. Loves a karaoke. One night we were going out for dinner and they had a live singer and there was only about three or four people sitting there watching him. And we got him to sing a Blink-182 song.
Really?
And he got up and he was singing it with him.
You haven't got any footage of this, have you?
Yeah, I definitely have. I'll find it.
Can we maybe just put it, insert
yeah,
this
insert
right now?
Insert it right now.
Always, I know, you'll be at my show, watching, waiting.
Right, biggest liability.
Oh, biggest liability. Do you know what? There's not many. There was not many at all.
If I
won't
lie
to you.
Push you.
Because, no, genuinely, there was not many because everybody was an animal. Everybody was a sicko, right? Everybody stayed the course, did everything, drinking just relentlessly. I don't think I can point a finger and say anybody's like let the team down.
Can you answer this one? Best boozer? Best drinker?
Best drinker might be Owen O'Connell, I think.
Come on.
He was good to go at the drop of
I should not have asked.
Moment's notice, right? Yeah. Do you want this? Should we get that drink? Yes. Yes. He was good to go. He would have been the first one up in the next morning. He would be straight on the beers at 10 a.m. in the morning, having got in at 5 in the morning. He was good to go, to be fair. 40 was brilliant. Irish lad again. Good to go.
There's a theme here, yeah, isn't there? Yeah.
Tom Connor, brilliant.
Right, next question. Funniest guy on tour?
Funniest bloke out of all of them. They're all hilarious. They are. Everyone's just Andy Cannon's just he's a little weapon. He's like a little
cannon.
He's a quiet one, but he's so funny. Like he'll get on it and he's funny. Ben Tozer's got like old dad vibes, but he's funny. Owen, Mark,
I'm gonna have to pull you on that. But old dad vibes, and you're wearing Birkenstocks and socks.
Have a look at these Birkenstocks, by the way. Have a look at these. We've got Birkenstocks.
I've got your back, Ben Tozer, because look at this.
Birkenstocks with white socks, and I'm there for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, mate. You're owning it. You're owning it.
These are so comfy. Do you know what? Right, we're at Soccer Aid right now. Obviously, you can see I'm wearing a Soccer Aid t-shirt. Yeah, I pulled up earlier. Right, I've got a pair of shorts on. I've got just a normal t-shirt, and I've got my Birkenstocks with no socks on. I've got my Birkenstocks on. Right, so I'm coming out thinking I ain't trying to dress up, do you know what I mean? It's what it is. We're a Soccer Aid, yeah. Before me, the guy that gets out of the car before me is Tom Hiddleston, yeah.
Oh, no.
Movie star, Marvel movie star, right? No. He gets out of the car in front of me, he looks $1,500,000. He's got these lovely like sand boots on, he's got like real nice tailored jean shirt, he's got like an overcoat on top of it.
No.
Looks $1,000,000, hair done proper. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's the difference, mate. Movie star, League Two footballer. Movie star, League Two footballer.
It doesn't matter, though. But do you always say you're comfortable in your own skin?
I am double comfortable in my own skin. One award I will like to hand out, actually, for Vegas is Worst Dancer. Worst Dancer.
And that isn't you?
You've seen me. I've got absolute shapes, by the way. I haven't. I'm stiff as a board. But, right, Worst Dancer... And he will know what I mean when I say this, is Mark Howard, chomp. Mark Howard, right? From the Yours, Mine, Away podcast, Mark Howard.
Him. Legend.
Legend of a lad. Love him to bits. He is the most vile dancer. Vile.
What do you mean vile?
He is vile.
You've told me this before, and it's the look of like disdain. I'm like... Explain. What do you mean vile?
So Mark's 35, 36, yep. And he would just do this horrible... I can't even do it. But we would all, honestly, look at him and wait for him to catch eyes and we'd look at him and go, vile. Vile you are. He loved getting up on the podium as well. Loved getting up on the little thing. Anytime he could get on it, it would just be him. He would just happily be on there.
I want to see it again.
It was horrible.
Have we got any footage?
I don't know.
This?
I'll see if I can find some, to be fair.
Oh, this is
vile.
Right, I've got best clubber, best clothing. Who's best, sharpest?
Best dressed.
Sharpest dressed, yeah.
Oh, that's a nice question. Ollie Palmer always looks $1,000,000. He's a handsome boy.
He's a double handsome.
Again, Owen O'Connell, he's a Reese boy. He'll wear Reese stuff. He's got lovely, knitted polos and looks $1,000,000. To be fair, all the lads, like, they scrubbed up really, really well, you know. I've got to say. Like,
when there's a best, there's a worst,
yeah,
though.
No, but there wasn't. Honestly, there wasn't. There really wasn't. The lads all scrubbed up lovely.
I did see a few dodgy bucket hats
kicking about. Yeah, load of bucket hats. Bucket hats absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
Rory Watson was my MVP for the whole trip. He was my MVP. He was just good to go. Again, good to go, yeah. Talk about good boozers. Sorry, I've got to put him in there. Rory Watson was an animal. Like, always dancing, always moving about, always just having a nice time, just pure energy and good vibes. Yep. Rory Watson.
And who was your Vegas, your drinking buddy? You're like Vegas ride or die.
Yeah.
Who was your guy?
I would have been stood next to, you'd have found me next to Ben Tozer, you'd have found me next to Mark Howard, Owen.
Couple of the older.
I might have been nearer, I don't know, Ryan Burnett. I'll get on well with him. you know, Andy Cannon. We're all in the mix, to be fair. We're all in the mix. That's the beauty of the trip, you know, because everybody's such good lads and everybody gets on really well. Everybody just mingles, mate. And there's no, like, divisions or anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, everybody is literally just with everyone.
I love that. That is a cracking little segment there, Ben. Special. I like that.
Yeah, special when you've got a team like that, though, mate. Honestly, you don't have many teams like that.
And has it occurred to you at any point that you go, I've got to play a 46-game season now?
A little bit.
What are you saying? Because when you went in and training and playing,
I felt good.
You felt great,
didn't you? I felt good, yeah. My body felt absolutely brilliant, which actually surprised me a little bit, to be fair. It's almost like being retired for 9 months was like a blessing in disguise, because it gave my body a full chance to recover and repair. Like, I remember even towards the end of the season at Watford, not even towards the end of the season, I was playing with, I basically pulled the tendon off the bone in my finger and it pulled a bit of bone with it. But you basically have to just hope it heals, and it never healed. It never fully healed, right? So for 9 months, I didn't even think about it because I'm not catching balls and it's not getting exposed. But when I was playing with it, I had to tape my fingers, everything. It was painful.
Sewed your gloves together.
So painful, right? Honestly, it was disgusting pain. And I didn't take my fingers up when I signed for Wrexham again, because I just totally forgot, because I hadn't thought about it. I don't need to worry about it again. It's gone. Fully healed itself.
That's absolutely crazy.
I've played with it the best part of a year and a half. But you ain't got to worry about those little things. All those little niggles just kind of disappeared. But yeah, I've started, like I say, I've got the best part of about another 5 weeks left now, 5 or 6 weeks until I have to report back for pre-season training. I've already started upping the tempo a little bit on the bike. I've been doing a few real dirty, filthy, naughty interval sessions on the bike the last couple of days on Zwift. And oh, mate, today's one, for example, it was a mirror of yesterday, basically. I just wanted to see, basically, compare and contrast my heart rate for the last 2 days and see if it comes down or up or whatever like that. And it came down a bit, but I finished. And I remember just sort of sitting there and I just felt so sick. Those interval sessions, mate, they get you, but they're the best bang for buck. So yeah, I've been stepping it up, a bit of weight training, and then give it another few weeks. I might start get out on the grass, do a bit of footwork, all that, get ready
nice.
To go again.
And then what about your actual signing? Because in my mind, I've got this idea of you and Sean and Ryan and Rob and Humphrey and the manager all being in the boardroom, and you get a lovely pen and you sign on. And is that how it goes down, or is it an e-signature?
It's an e-signature. You get sent an email.
You
talk to him on the phone. You go, yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with that. Sweet as a nut, Kushti. He goes, love that. He said, I'll send that an email now on DocuSign.
How unromantic.
You basically just press the thing, put your little squirrely signature in there, apply it to like 5 or 6 different pages, send, thank you very much, that'll do. That's it. I know, so unromantic, isn't
it? But you didn't have to travel to Wrexham.
I didn't have to travel to Wrexham at least, which was a godsend because it's about 2 hours from my house. So yeah, buzzing with that. But yeah, that's just kind of the way it goes nowadays. I'd say pretty much every contract is signed that way nowadays.
Fair enough. And then when you go back, you are touring the USA.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this one.
Talk to me about your States journey.
Yeah, so we're flying out on the 16th of July. Yep. 16th of July, we're flying out. We're out there for best part of 2 weeks, and it's going to be a belter. I know it's going to be an absolute belter. We're playing against Chelsea, LA Galaxy, and Man United.
And you're touring as well. So you've got Chelsea in North Carolina.
Yep.
You've got Galaxy in LA.
Yep.
United in San Diego.
Boom. Beautiful. And do you know what? I think the way that Wrexham do it as well, don't get me wrong, I know the season's probably 2 weeks away at that point, but they'll allow you to go out and have a nice time as well. You know what I mean? Bit of sightseeing, dinners and stuff like that. Just take it all in, really. You know, I've been on so many pre-season tours before where it's like, it's just business. It's just football. It's like you play football in the morning, you play football in the afternoon, and then you have dinner at the hotel and that's it. Don't go out. Don't go sightseeing. Don't have a nice time. It's, you could be at any hotel in the world. You know what I mean? You're basically looking at the same four walls, but really.
I've never got that.
Yeah, it's miserable. It is. It's rubbish.
Even, like, you loved Tony Pulis, didn't you?
Yeah.
You loved him. But even you said that he would say, forget about your life for a week.
To be fair, he would only do that with that Austria trip, to be fair. He was literally that Austria
because it
trip.
Was so brutal.
Yes, so brutal. And he was like, you don't even need to worry about anything. You'd be too tired to worry about anything anyway. And he's not wrong either. But I know for a fact that Rob and Ryan and even the gaffer will be like, no, listen, we're gonna go see stuff. We're going to have a nice time. We're going to make the most of it. We're going to take it in. And it's going to be really interesting to see the reaction from the American fans as well. Don't get me wrong, we're playing against big boys, yeah? But... Mm-hmm. Wrexham have got a really good following out there, like a serious following. So it's going to be so interesting to see the reaction and the reception that we get.
Are you
going to
do matchday vlogs?
Yes, oh, for sure. Every single
matchday
game.
Matchday vlogs for all those
every
games?
Every single game. GoPro and a goal, chess cam. We are putting it all out there.
And I've got to ask you, when are we getting Ryan and Rob on the podcast?
Oh, mate, I think...
We've got to make it happen,
yeah,
right?
Whether it's out in America, the only problem is we're going to have to get you over, get the cameraman over, get Luke or Jamie or whatever. Whether we do it out there, whether we do it back home, they're 100% coming on. They are keen as mustard. We were talking about it in Vegas, and they're good to go. They are good to go. It's just about finding the right time. I want to get them on the Golf Channel, more importantly, mate. I want to get them on the Golfing GK, because they both play a bit as well.
They both play a bit. Yeah,
so when they come over, they stay at the hotel, they'll always go and play golf. So we'll get a little golf video in with the boys as well.
Yeah, okay, because we've done When Will This Be Next Week. So yeah, we've got Dan Bradbury we had on the Golfing GK.
How good is he at golf, by the way?
Well, he's a DP World Tour winner.
So yeah, he's very good at golf.
Mate, it's sickening.
It's sickening. That noise when he slaps it, when he proper slaps it, it's like heaven, isn't it?
Oh, it's heaven. We'll link it below. Go and have a look. Because this guy is...
Yeah, different gravy.
He's a joke.
But no, mate, I am looking forward to it like you wouldn't believe. I am. I'm absolutely buzzing for
it. And what about so next season? Obviously, you've spoken about speaking to Phil and getting a bit of time off, which is good. Because I think that was one thing that from my point of view, looking in, is that Watford didn't manage maybe as well as they could have done was allowing your time to recover, days off. So looking at next season... How do you think it will be tricky managing the business, podcast, football filling, golf side of things?
No, again, it's exactly the same as what we did for the last 6 weeks, even the way when I was at Watford, to be fair, the same sort of thing. But I think we've learned to be a lot more structured, haven't we? To be fair, let's be fair. We've learned to be a lot more structured. I've learned to be a lot more structured. Okay. It's very true. So we know that if we've got stuff to do, we just need to do it. Yeah. But to be fair, I'm a busy man. I love being busy. I love doing stuff anyway. I can't sit still. So now bring it on. I'm absolutely buzzing for it. And I think we'll do well as well. I really do. I think we'll do well.
I think my prediction is you're going to bounce straight. Not bounce. You're going to go straight.
Double bounce.
As champs.
Oh, that would be the dream.
Double would be
again next year, baby.
Imagine that. Mate, I'm looking forward to the next journey, because last one was wild.
Next chapter, yeah. Let's hope it ends as good as what the last one ended as well. Now that was it. That's my news. I am re-signing for Wrexham, and I am absolutely buzzing for it. Up the Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast. Thanks everybody for watching. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of the Fozcast. Don't forget to give us a follow on Spotify. Up the Fozcast.